Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
You called to be in ministry, but you think everybody expects you to talk that way, walk that way, have a raspy voice. Nothing cute about that. You know what raspy voice signifies? It means you scream too much. I've met people with raspy voices, and they're just in their early 30s. And I say, what in the world are you doing? Why you got to have a raspy voice? You're still young. That signifies you are straining your body too much. But if that's the way that the world receives you because they think stigmatism, that's what a pastor sounds like. That's what a prophet sounds like. And you got man of God, because you got to stutter because you're serious. You end up being somebody else that you're not really who you are. Imagine the eternal task of teaching a cat to bark. Imagine the eternal task of teaching a cat to bark. 1,000 years later, no progress has been made because a cat will always be a cat.
Amen.
A dog will always be a dog. So what am I saying today? Study yourself. Note takers, underline that. I always preach about assessing yourself, assessing your surroundings. Today, I'm talking about studying yourself. You must, it's your responsibility. We'll help you. Prophetic coaching will definitely point you in the direction of your God-given purpose and what your distinctive difference may be, but ultimately, it's up for you to do some soul searching. You must discover what your difference is. The greatest mind in the universe designed you. Wow. You ever think about that? The greatest mind in the universe designed you. You are the resulting product of 1 billion years of thinking. You never thought of it like that, because the Bible says that he's Alpha and Omega. So he knows when he's going to come back. The Father knows, Jehovah Jireh knows when the second coming is going to take place. But even on that long spectrum, he knew when you would be born. He knew how many strands of hair you would have. He knew your distinct difference. And he's pre-thought about this years and years, thousands of years, billions of years ago. Isn't that awesome? That would encourage me to be the best me I can be.
Yes, amen.
God placed a part of himself in you that nobody else possesses. That is what has kept him protecting you, preserving you. Think about it. 1 million demons have sought to kill you and totally failed because of the forever God committed to accompanying you to the conclusion of your assignment. Satan has sent assassin after assassin, strategy after strategy, but you are still alive and focused, full of the Spirit of God. Satan has failed. He has failed in every single attempt to destroy you. His discouragement and his failures toward you is 1,000 times than you ever have felt. Hell fears your difference and stays aware of it. That's why we have youth saying, I'm about to kill myself, because they don't know their distinct difference. They don't know who they are. I find that most people who want to kill themselves, who dib and dab in all types of destructive behavior, is because they don't know their distinctive difference. Do not live the rest of your life without discerning the investment God has placed in you. Something keeps God intrigued with you. Angels discuss you hourly. You are the carrier of his presence. You are the carrier of his uniqueness. Nobody understands you. Why are you confused by that? We have people that actually cry to us. Nobody understands me. I just feel like nobody gets me. Why are you confused by that? How could they? There has never been another you on this earth before. Wow. How could they understand you? There's never been another you on this earth before. So let's talk about discovering yourself. You ask yourself these questions. What do you love? What do you hate? What makes you weep? What makes you cry? What makes you laugh? Is there a more important subject on the earth among humans than you? Study you. We are intriguing theory. We are intriguing philosophy. We are intriguing study subject. I know we talk about studying apes and monkeys and their behavior patterns, but it's ultimately to come back to human mankind, to understand us better. Study you, the law of difference. The law of difference. What does God like about you? Did you know he has things that he likes about you? I know some of the things God likes about me. God loves my sense of humor. He's actually told me about 3 or 4 times over the last few years that I make him laugh. Some of the things I've said, some of the things I've talked to him in my prayer time, he said, you make me laugh. Now, that's something to make God laugh. He appreciates my humor. He appreciates my forthrightness because I don't waste time. I tell it like it is, and I keep it moving. I inherited that from my father. What is he like about you? Everything was created for his pleasure. You are making God feel good when you know your distinct difference and you begin to act on it. Understand this.
Amen.
Wisdom keys to remember. Number one, your difference decides your importance. You don't feel important, then you must not know you're different. You don't feel value, you must not know how much you're valued. You don't have respect, it must be an indicator that you don't respect you enough to know your distinct difference. You see how I'm pointing everything back at you? You can't blame no one else. You can't blame no one else. If you're somebody's doormat, it's because you're letting them be. The feet that's rubbing that gunk on you. You're laying on the floor. I don't understand that. It's as simple as a solution of making up your mind of what you want to be. Make up your mind. Make up your mind that I am somebody. Make up your mind that I have a distinct difference that this world needs.
Come on.
Recognize what God wants to use. You create your success. God said he's given you the power to obtain wealth. What distinctive difference has God placed in you that you can use and you can solve other people's problems and be valued for it, be rewarded for it, be paid for it? With your time with God, you get more power. With your power, you may be called out just to pray for people at different events because your prayers are so powerful, they summon the literal glory of God. Your prayers are so important. They want you praying on national platforms, on TV. I know people who get flown around just to pray. I know people who get flown around just to sing. I know people who are good with their hands. And God, like we always say, God, you are the potter and I'm the clay. Make me and mold me. Well, guess what? God has anointed some of us to be good potterers. We can actually do literal potter assignments and make different things with our hands. Some of us are good with paintings and all types of arts and crafts. Why not? Jesus was a carpenter. Jesus was a very good carpenter.
Amen, yes.
Actually utilizing, see, we're getting too deep with this thing. God is saying, I'm simple. I break it down so that everybody can understand. Whatever I placed in you, go out there and do it in my name, and I'm going to bless it even more. God knows the value of hair. He loves hair. He gave Absalom long hair. He gave Samson long hair. He's all into hair. So maybe if that's your distinctive difference, you can actually bless people because your hands are anointed, that when you do people hair, instead of their hair falling out, it's going to grow, become thicker. The follicles become very strong. You might be good with seeing transformations through makeup. Do makeup. I used to do it on the side. Help people feel beautiful for special occasions, weddings and birthday celebrations. You can always know what your distinctive difference is and put it to work. You're a great teacher. Well, then learn how to teach. Equip yourself. Learn videos. YouTube has everything now. They teach you how to speak, be an orator or a communicator. You like to write. You like mysteries. Do Christian novels, Christian mysteries, whodunit. There's all types of things. All types of things. I'm just putting it out there to help stretch and challenge your imagination. Number two, something within you cannot be found in another. You are unique. Not so that you can hold your uniqueness over somebody else and become prideful and become boastful, but it's to actually say, okay, Lord, I'm just one piece of a larger puzzle. Show me how I fit in this bigger picture. Find out what it is that God has placed inside of you. We all have pastors that we know that have different niches. Some pastors, they focus only on finances and financial prosperity. I think that's beautiful. You have some pastors that focus only on end-time revelation. I think that's awesome. You have some pastors that teach only about prophets and prophecy. Awesome. You have some pastors that teach only about deliverance. Great. You have some pastors that work in miracles. Then you have pastors that have kingdom, and they do it all. Casey has one of them. Just do it all. So what is your distinct difference? What is your niche? And then you'll succeed. Number three, your similarity creates your comfort. I said that earlier. See, a lot of people are comforted to know that they're like other people. I'm a prophet just like other people. I sing good just like other people. I know how to teach good just like other people. Yeah, that's good. That's great. But if you want to start reaping a reward for your difference, you got to know it. How you're a different prophet, how you're a different teacher, how you're a different evangelist. What makes you stand out amongst the rest? It might be the revelation that God gives you. It might be the revelation that God gives you. Different prophets have different revelation according to how they're called. Well, if you're a prophet, do you know you? Do you know if you're called just to your local church? Because you do have in-house prophets that are just called to the church. Are you a prophet to the region? You're not meant to travel abroad. You're just meant to stay right there and work with the people in that little geographical circumference. Are you called to the nation? Because that's a different platform, a different level of warfare, all different types of revelation. What type of prophet are you? Same for evangelists, teachers. What are you called to teach? Some teachers, they have revelation just for unity, revelation just for wisdom, revelation just for marriages. I know one pastor. He found his distinct difference. He was pastoring full time, but the Lord gave him revelation on marriage and how to have a successful marriage. He wrote a book, instantly became a bestseller. Now he had to stop pastoring, and he's traveling the world, having conferences, talking about marriage and the love that she desperately needs and the respect that he desperately desires, something like that. I have his book, and I tell most people to get his book. That's his distinct difference. He discovered it, and God made that his reward. Your difference creates a reward, people of God. You got to know yourself. You got to know what law you need to abide by to have success. This is one of them. There's many more, but the first one, it begins with you. If you're not confident that God has called you to make a difference in this earth, chances are you're going to stay penny pinching. Chances are you're going to stay robbing Peter to pay Paul. Chances are you're still going to be begging people to pay your bills. You won't be independent. Can I just tell you like it is? If you don't know what you're called to do on this earth, if you are lost, you will be ineffective to even help motivate and inspire other people. Lost people can inspire lost people. Amen. Confused people cannot inspire confused people. Why do you think Apostle Andrew and myself succeed at empowering other people? Because we know ourselves. Because we're confident in who God has called us to be. Because we know our distinct difference. Because we know our limitations, our weakness, and our strength. I taught about that. Knowing your dominant weakness. Knowing your dominant strength. Why do you think? Because not everybody can do what we do. They try, but they fail. Why? Because the people that I know that are doing it, they're confused themselves. Why? Because I know even at the very minimum, they're imitating someone else. They're not even true to themselves. They're trying to be like us, but they just, all they know is how to talk like the bishop that they grew up under, and they don't know how to be themselves and find a swag. They don't know how to find themselves. I know me. I know how I speak. And I'm growing, and I'm knowing me even more. We're always evolving. The same April. The April was 10 years ago isn't the April now. Some things have changed. My favorite color changed. The way I like to do my hair changed. What I like to wear changed. My tolerance on some stuff has definitely changed. I don't tolerate stupidity like I did 10 years ago. I don't tolerate ignorance, continual ignorance like I did 10 years ago. I'll have grace on you. Once I see what you're ignorant in, I'll enlighten you. But if you don't take it, you don't thrive on it, you don't implement it, execute it, then now you're making an informed decision to be stupid. I don't tolerate that long. I exit your life. I cannot stay around stupidity. I cannot stay around people who want to stay stuck in sand, quicksand, who want to stay in a swamp. I'm about people who have solutions and are ready to go out there and help conquer. Our solutions,
right.
Our solutions may not be a product, may not be selling some lotion. It may not be selling some type of mechanical device, but what we sell is intangible. We sell freedom. We sell liberty through Jesus Christ. We sell purpose and destiny. We help you acquire clarity. Let me tell you something, there's no price you can pay when you have developed clarity on who you are and what you're meant to do. So many people die confused. So many people leave this earth early because they don't know their difference, committing suicide, making bad decisions, entering into prostitution, taking advantage of drug substance abuse, all of that. Why? Because they don't recognize what they're meant to do, wasting your life away. Saturday, I hope none of you all were doing that, taking it to the head, just trying to get an escape.
Jesus.
Opening up your legs because you don't know the value of your vagina, so you give it away to everybody.
My God.
Can I just tell you the truth? This is why we teach so hard, so that you can teach your children, so that they don't make the mistakes you made, so that they can pick a righteous suitor that God has sent. And they don't have to worry about baby daddy issues, getting a divorce 5 years later. They don't have to worry about where's daddy at. Teach them the value so that they can recognize value. And when they recognize value, then they'll know how to pick a great suitor with God's help. They won't fall for some slick and hairy because he just knew what to say. Hey, baby, what's up? You look good. You thick. And, oh, I'm going to marry him, mama. I mean, it's funny, but it's the truth. You got so many people choosing the truth based on how they talk to one, how they have that one conversation and it made them feel. You need to teach your children, son and woman, son and daughter, how to dig a little bit deeper. How to observe, assess. How do you treat your mama? How do you treat your daddy? How do you do with your finances? Do you know your distinct difference? A lot of times you may know yourself, but then you're so thirsty, you choose somebody that don't even know himself. He don't know who he is. even know what type of man he's called to be. He don't have the first knowledge of what a man in God is supposed to be. And then we warn people against this, and then 2 years later they come back crying. Pray for me. I don't know who he is anymore. He didn't know who he was. So how in the world you gonna think you know him?
Come on, peace.
Oh
my God.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I can prove.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.